Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Oh, hi. I'm
Hi. Would you like to wake up now?
I kind of
can't. I know it's early on a Wednesday morning, but...
I'm sorry.
Might want to join us.
Can I have some of your tea, please? Thank you.
Okay, so...
I am.
Hello.
There. Now you actually have a mic on. We can actually hear you.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Can we help you?
Everything's...
Yeah, can you see me? My chair is kind of...
Your chair kind of... What happened over there?
Yeah. I think stupid people sat in these chairs earlier.
You're funny.
Or what?
So, what happened is...
Or did they drop them or something?
Yeah, they dropped the setting on it, so now you're shorter.
Should have fixed it before we went on air.
Wasn't my fault. I just sat in the chair.
Well, here's
Swap
the problem.
Chairs. There's another chair right there.
Well, here's the problem. She's used to being short. You know,
I
she's
can't. Because if I get in this one, I can't touch the floor. And if I sit in this chair, I'm too down to the floor.
So smart problem.
No. It's no. This chair is too big. This chair is too small.
I'm so happy this show is simulcast.
And someone else's chair is just right.
Nope. She's a smurf. That's her problem.
Can you suffer through this? Suffer through the...
I can sit in it. I don't care.
You good?
Yeah, actually, it's helping my legs.
Wonderful.
Things we learn about.
Any other problems we could handle this morning?
No, I think we're good.
I finished it.
She finished it. There
finished
it is.
Finished the project.
Good, because I have nothing to talk about, so...
I finished it.
She finished it.
It looks so pretty.
Maybe if we're maybe really nice, we can actually get it on camera.
Would be nice.
It would be.
give me
a minute. Give
you a minute. You might cut again.
We'll get it here. Okay.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
There you go. Oops. Too far.
Too far. Mom.
Hold it. Please, let me get it.
Oh, my God, you need a focus. There.
I'm not in charge of the focus on these cameras.
Your focus needs more focus.
There.
There we go.
How's that?
Yes, my horrible baby picture is there
it
for
is
prosperity.
It is not horrible. The cute little adorable baby is my daughter.
Yeah, well, you're biased.
I made the...
That was then, and this is now.
No.
Switch cameras.
Please, no, no.
There she is. 40 years later, there she is.
Almost.
Well,
not until October. Don't rush me.
I went ahead and, as you can see, I put, and for those who can't, I'll turn around and I'll tell you.
For those who
there
can't.
There is a lavender.
Like people listening to us on the radio.
There's a really soft, light lavender bows on it. And I also made safety pins. I managed to go ahead and... Yes, Carol, I put safety pins on it.
She put safety pins. Yes, Carol is back with us from her vacation.
I put... I
Old, know your Berkshire.
You know the old. You
the
know
air.
The old thing. When you're that old, when you remember safety pins.
What are safety pins?
Safety pins are.
I know. I remember what they are.
There you. For those that don't know, they're
for
used.
For those that don't know,
they're used to go ahead and for cough diapers. So that way, you can go ahead and attach the two pieces of cloth, and that way your child can wear the diaper.
Do you know why you go ahead and reverse the safety pin to put it into the child's leg rather than into the belly?
So that way you
that
don't
sounds
go
like that
ahead.
Hurts.
So that way they don't stab.
I wouldn't want
right,
to put
exactly.
a safety pin
so
into
the
a child's
safety
leg.
Pin does not release and go into the child's stomach. It would go into the child's leg instead.
I wouldn't want to put a safety pin in a child's leg. That might hurt the child.
No, you have to go.
Back then, you were taught. Back then, you were taught when you put the safety pins in the child's diaper.
You go for the sides of the legs instead of for the.
You would put it sideways, and then you would have it face towards the child's leg rather than to have it into the stomach.
I fixed the camera so you don't look so short now.
There, and the baby bottle's all done. And the booties have got the same lavender bows as the top part of the picture frame. So everything has got like three different color purples on it. It is Jessica's favorite color. It is basically a purple people leaders kind of a...
We should put you on Josh and Tabby's craft show.
This is the way it is.
Yes, so. Folks. My son and my daughter are having
awesome.
Their own.
Well, actually, if they ever want me, I'm not going to interfere because it's going to be my daughter and my son's. So what I'm going to do is at any time that they want me to go on, they can ask Mama.
Yeah, if I can get it out, Josh and Tabby are having a show that we're actually doing the premiere episode on May 16th. In Studio K. It's called Crafts with Josh and Tabby.
Well, I may have one that may be finished by then. I plan on working on my forever flowers.
We'll let you know when it airs.
Since people don't seem to remember that holidays are coming up.
What holidays?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Smarnalik.
Is it Mother's Day like every day?
No!
No! I'll remember that when Father's Day comes up.
Wow. No, that's Child's Day. Child's Day is every day.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Mother's Day is a day when I can sit on my bum and not give a care. No, you will not ask me to go ahead and help you with any kind of cooking. No, you will not ask me to go ahead and make breakfast.
No, that would be my job.
No,
you ask her to make breakfast.
Exactly. And I plan on having corned beef and cabbage and potatoes.
Oh, good. So I get to boil meat for 7 hours and then sip it through
it's
a straw.
That's what
hard.
I want. I want that.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's fine. Just throw it in the pot and let it cook for 7 hours and then you just whip
it's
out.
Not for 7 hours. Then, just for like two or three hours.
Then you just whip out straws.
No, if you do it for 7 hours, it just makes it horrible.
Then you just whip out straws.
It's not even any. It's
what in the world
the
is wrong with you?
I'm Italian, not Irish.
You know what you got into when you said I do.
We don't boil stuff for 7 hours until it turns into soup. What?
I will suggest some
minestrone.
That's soup to start with.
You still got to boil it, right?
Not for 7 hours.
You still...
We don't take a hunk of meat, throw it in a pot with some pickles and spices for 7 hours and then put a couple straws in it and call it dinner.
No, instead we put tomatoes in a pot and you squeeze the crap out of them.
Thank you.
You got to add all kinds of spices.
We boil tomatoes for about the same time period.
Yeah, but at which point in time ever have you ever made sauce from scratch?
But still.
Why are you raising your hand?
Still did it.
School.
I've gone ahead and done sauce from scratch.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Moving on.
He just
Maggie was taught and she taught me.
He's just mad because he got thrown under the bus right now.
I know. He can't handle it when he gets thrown under the bus.
Anyway.
Bus, shoot, I'm throwing a semi on that sucker.
Okay, y'all fired.
Meanie.
I'll be doing the show by myself next week.
Anyways.
Anyways, moving along here.
Yes, I went ahead. I brought another project I'm doing. Yes, it's another blanket.
Same project. It's just gotten bigger.
No, it's a different project. This is a different blanket.
Different blanket?
It is not!
Did she ever finish the blanket she was working on in the first place?
I'm getting there.
She's having fun.
What? That is what? That's the horrible curse of being a crochet.
She's being a crochet
person.
She likes
is that you'll end up with about 600 different projects to do, and you don't
none
have the
of
time
them
to
are
get
done.
Them done.
And none of them are done.
I do get them done.
In between,
excuse me.
In between Final Fantasy 14, if you're not DDoSing the server.
Yeah, you're lucky. Leave me alone.
You are so lucky mom's not alive, because she, I swear, she would throw stuff right at you, and you realize that. Because this is what mama used to do.
Let me see.
You think it's bad? Shoot, Fran used to have one bag on one side with something, one bag on the other side with stuff.
Let me see. I have this one, which is Lavender Blossom at the bottom. Beautiful mixed one with all kinds of blues, purples, little shade
like,
of rose.
You like my Zoom skills? I can zoom very nicely on live television.
This one, again, pink, blue, purple, pink, orchard, blue, which is their orchard mix
that
color.
Is pretty. Yeah, I picked a lot of them
both
out.
Both of them are yarns only exclusive to one store.
Yep.
So
it's really, really
you would
hard.
Have to go to that one store to go get them, unfortunately. But they're very soft, and
you can find them. You can pretty much
find them on Amazon, though. You're looking for the brand Loops and Threads, though. It is brand specific, unfortunately. This one is Orchard. This is from another brand, and that's lavender, right here. Really dark lavender, and BB Sky Blue for the top is what I'm working on right now.
She has got so many different colors.
I got a whole bunch of different colors in here.
Yeah, she brought more. She brought more colors.
Yes, I did. I brought more jade green that I'm going to add.
I like that one. That one's nice.
Yeah, this is jade green.
I like that one.
Mr. Jade.
That one reminds me of that Easter one that I done.
Yes.
That's what that reminds me of. It's almost close to it, I think, isn't it? No.
This is shocking pink.
No, it's a totally different color. That is pretty, too.
Yeah, this is the sample.
Yeah, I've got the one bag that I have has got it's got even smaller different sample threads, but I plan on making the tulips again, and that's what I'm going to work on.
Here is the other ball of lotus blossom that I'm going to use for the top. So that way it has the color on the bottom and the color on the top. In just one big blanket.
She just plans on doing one thing, folks, making herself a snuggle blanket.
Well, yes. That killed the first 15 minutes of the show.
Well, she wants to go ahead and do it.
Now what do we do?
Well, let me see. We go.
We can talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We're going to start a new segment called What Grinds My Gears.
You might have to add Seth MacFarlane on that one.
Because let's talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Some of it ain't even set foot to do being in the Hall of Fame.
Let's talk about, well, it's supposed to be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. Okay.
So we have Cher. We have, finally, Foreigner.
Yes.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes is actually nominated. But we have Mary J. Blige, who is about as rock and roll as I am.
No, she would be hip-hop, R&B.
Right, in a rock and roll hall of fame.
Yeah.
They should change it to the Music Hall of Fame because they in a lot of acts that are not even rock and roll.
Cher's not rock and roll last time.
Neither was Dolly Parton.
I was told that Cher was not rock and roll. Cher is technically contemporary. That's what
Cher was
rocking. I argue that.
Honey, Cher was rock and roll when you were a thought mile away wanted a real baby and not a baby doll.
That's what I said. But I was told contemporary.
Contemporary like, would be like Celine Dion.
Thank you. Then her stuff is considered contemporary.
Never heard her stuff. What stuff we do? I mean, we got Turn Back Time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Dark Lady. Believe.
Yes.
Believe, technically would be temporary. Well, actually... Believe would be house sound because of all the synthesizers and stuff. It would be house. Really? I think it's leave the poor lady alone. Leave the lady alone. Let her be rock.
Okay,
if she wants to be rock, let her be rock.
We have some foreigner has synthesizers.
Yeah, seriously.
I know rock.
Thank you.
Foreigner finally got in after how many bloody years have they gone ahead and not put them in?
Exactly. That's my point. And they use synthesizers. Almost every rock band uses synthesizers.
The thing is,
except for a couple.
The thing is, if you listen to Vlad, there's synthesizers, there's auto-tuning, there's the reverb that she added to it. So technically, it would be considered
okay.
2000s house music.
Okay.
What?
So what do you consider Turn Back Time?
Rock.
What do you consider Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves?
70s rock.
What do you consider Dark
rock.
Lady?
70s rock.
Hey, I didn't go ahead and say it. For me, she's rotten. For me, she's
we put
rock.
Dolly Parton in, who the only thing she knows about rock are the ones that are sitting on the ground near
the
her
only,
house.
The only one That's what she said. The only one that's even close to rock for her anywhere
that's like
would be 9 to 5.
That's like putting in Billy Ray Cyrus.
I'm not going there. I'm going to leave that one alone.
The only rock that he would know is the one that his wife went ahead and threw at him, probably.
Ex-wife.
Thank you,
Miley
ex-wife.
Cyrus is better at rock than he is.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You got to give it to her for that one.
Especially that one.
Aunt Minnie
like
likes.
One song, Rock in the USA. That's. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she covered Black Dog.
Yeah.
She covered Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The only way I knew Miley is grew up in
Hannah Montana.
Yes, it's my niece is with Hannah Montana.
We actually,
that's the only
I actually
thing
showed,
I know this poor girl.
I actually
for.
Showed a video a few nights ago to Jesse of a very young Miley Cyrus and a very young Billy Ray Cyrus doing Achy Breaky Heart live together.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really, really interesting. But, yeah.
But seriously, it's the only thing I know is...
And a Tribe Called Quest.
I could do the... Let's put it this way.
Tribe Called Quest.
A Tribe Called Quest is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I could do the
John Cena in.
I could go ahead and do the dance before my legs decided to go to
Achy Breaky
Pots.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have it logged in. We can play the song.
No, please don't. Because 90s, I had to listen to that on loop, on repeat. If it wasn't for my aunt, it was also my freaking gym teacher that went ahead and put it on loop for us to learn how to do line dancing.
Uh-huh.
I had to because that audio. No, it's not.
I'm glad they finally put yes in. Now you need to put Asia
owner
in.
Owner of the Lonely Hearts.
Because the lead guitarist from Yes is the lead guitarist for Asia.
Yeah.
Steve Howe.
Yeah, and also...
In case you didn't know that.
Asia, yeah, I knew that!
Asia is made up of people from another band. Carl Palmer from ELP on drums. Steve Howe from Yes. Jeffrey Downs from The Buggles.
Yeah.
Remember The Buggles? Video killed the radio star.
Video killed the radio star, yes.
Yes, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now what?
Just... Going over some things, you know, some things,
but
some things,
yeah,
some things.
There are some that even I admit shouldn't be in a, should not be in
cool
Rock
and
Roll Hall of Fame.
Celebrate good times, come on, celebrate.
There's only one left. Cool.
It's well, okay. So now we just announce it as cool.
Yeah.
There
exactly.
is Omar and the gang.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they're all going, God bless their hearts. All...
It's like the Bee Gees. Now it's just a BG.
Now it's just a B.
It's just a BG. There's only one left.
Yeah.
Somebody went ahead and argued about the only one that really should be even entered this year.
It's Ozzy!
Foreigner and Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Well, Oz is getting in for, you know, singles career.
He got in, he got in with Black Sabbath a few years ago, but now he's getting in under
now he's being inducted for a single.
Under his own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, is he going to perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's what everybody is wondering, if he's
going
to perform. That's the thing, is they're wondering if he is or if he's just going to have the regular induction. His decision is, he said, if he can do it, he wants to do it.
Do Crazy Train.
do crazy train
at the Rock. Why? Eagles did Hotel California.
Oh, I know.
Crazy Train at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Yes, he can.
Induction ceremony.
That's the thing.
He's going on a tour.
He wants to.
He's doing a small tour.
Yeah.
His farewell tour. Everybody's doing a farewell tour. I feel so old.
Sure.
Kiss is doing a farewell tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ozzy's doing a farewell tour.
Yes. Unfortunately.
What are you going to do?
Who else is doing a farewell tour?
I am in about 5 minutes.
ACDC's not doing a farewell tour, but they're going back out on tour.
Yes, they are.
Brian Johnson got his hearing problems taken care of, so now he's back with the band.
Yeah, he has, new ear monitors that help
Some ear company helped him make ones that he can actually handle being on the road and making records and doing touring again with the band.
Yeah, because he had a real bad bout
with only two replacement. Mm-hmm. So Angus Young...
Yeah.
To be honest, is the only left original member of ACDC.
Oh, even Phil's not?
And Phil Rudd. So two original members. Cliff Williams quit.
Yeah.
He retired, so they got somebody else doing bass.
Yeah.
Malcolm Young died, so
well, God, no I kind of knew
his,
that.
Their nephew.
Uncle, nephew
no, their nephew's
their
doing.
Nephew's,
their nephew's,
nephew's
doing it.
Doing guitar, and Brian Johnson, who of course Phil took over for Bon Scott, who died in February of 1980.
I had an argument.
What's the craziest thing is you ever hear somebody turn around? Well, what did he die for?
What did he die of?
Gee, I don't know. Kind of old.
Same thing. Jimi Hendrix died of.
Choked on his own vomit.
He choked on his own vomit after a weekend bender.
Yeah, Bon.
Yeah, and everybody's like...
He asphyxiated. Jimi Hendrix asphyxiated. Bon Scott asphyxiated. John Lennon died of lead poisoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look at... what the heck's their name? She choked on a sandwich.
Mama Cass.
Cass Elliott.
But yeah, somebody went ahead and argued with me.
Everybody argues
that,
with
no,
you.
That, yeah, pretty much. That Bon Scott was English.
Bon Scott was Scottish.
No, thank you. Bon Scott, Scottish.
Bon Scott was Scottish, folks. Sorry to break that to you.
All the way from Edinburgh, Scotland.
All the way from Edinburgh, Scotland, with his own set of bagpipes and everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's the first one to bring bagpipes into rock and roll.
Yes, long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Which they, you notice they never play because they can't find a bagpipe player to keep up with it. Can you imagine Brian Johnson trying to do that?
Oh, my goodness.
Ha, ain't going to happen.
Yes, Bon Scott was Scottish.
Yes,
it's an Australian band, but Bon Scott was Scottish.
Thank you.
Yes, he was.
Because the rest of the band is from Australia.
I got into it with a lot of people. That, no, he was English.
No, he was.
No, there's nobody in the band that's English.
I said, what the fuck? Diddly-do?
Now they're Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson
is English.
Right, but the original members of the band.
Hence past term.
The original members of the band, not one of them was English because the band came from Australia. Yeah.
Thank you.
I knew that.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, these are the music arguments I get into on
technically,
Twitter,
Paul McCartney's not English either.
Twitter. Huh?
Technically, Paul McCartney's not English either.
No, he's
Scottish.
He's Irish.
He's Irish.
Somebody said he was Scottish.
Paul McCartney.
Correction, he's Scottish and Irish.
He's Irish.
Mostly Irish.
But he was living in England. And I just jumped into a British accent.
Well, and you have the nerve to talk about it when I did it.
Well, let's put it this way. If you were Irish, you wish you were English instead.
Not wrong. That's because we've been listening to the Fab Four for. You've been listening to the Fab Four for how long?
And we've been broadcasting them on this radio station for 5 years. So, yes, it's the 5 years anniversary of the Beatles Forever,
yes.
Folks. 5 years we've been doing.
Yes.
We've been doing this on the air. Last week was kind of a mess up thing because some technical problem with the.
Well,
we got a minute. We had some technical problems last week. For the Beatles for last week for the Beatles Forever, in the first half half of the show, were actually a forced update from Windows set some settings up on the streaming part of the software that runs my audio board that we would never have found out if we had not been on the air.
Yeah,
well,
because
let's put
it was sounding great in the studio, and it was sounding like garbage. Over the air, and then we figured out why about half an hour in. It was some settings that weren't supposed to be set for streaming that got set on the stream.
Yes.
Because my software has the internal part and then the stream part, and everything was not looking pretty. So we got it fixed, so.
Yeah, everything went to heck in a handbasket.
Yeah, everything
went to heck in a handbasket.
Everything went downhill rapidly.
Yeah.
I watched.
So, know your Berkshires. Now that Carol's back with us from her trip to New Jersey.
Yay.
Is, what was it? I forgot what it was. I do so much stuff.
Oh.
Really?
I got Dave's show sitting in my house. I got the Interfaith Baptist Coalition organization. That's on the air now. Josh and Tabby's craft show will...
Yeah, the interfaith organization.
We'll premiere May 16th.
Organizing thing.
And as soon as that gets an air date, we'll let you know. We are out of here. Made it through.
Yay.
We made it through the half hour.
Yay.
Talk to everybody next week.
Ta-ta,
okay, guys.
Everyone.
Bye-bye.